Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steph Curry's wife, Ayesha Curry, went on Jada Pinkett Smith's Red Table Talk yesterday and got really real about her insecurities.
That really bothers me and, like, honestly has given me a sense of a little bit of an insecurity is the fact that, yeah, like, there are all these women, like, throwing themselves. But me, like, the past 10 years, I don't have any of that. Like, I have zero male attention. And so then, like, I begin to internalize it. And I'm like, is something wrong with
me? You're not looking.
Because I don't want it. But it'd be nice to know that, like, someone's looking.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate her honesty on that. And I think what she meant by I don't want it is, like, obviously she wants the attention, right. But not she's that she wants to, like, cheat.
Yeah. Yeah, you just want to feel, like, coveted. Mm-hmm.
And I heard this and I was like, wow. And I want to ask this question to you that are listening right now. Is it normal if you're in a happy relationship, right, to still crave to be desired sexually by others or at least, like, saying, hey, you're attractive or you're beautiful,
like,
you're gorgeous,
getting eyeballs out,
getting
in
looks, breaking some necks. You know what I'm saying? Is it normal to be in a happy relationship and still crave to be desired? Shoot us a call. Shoot us a text, 877-971-HITS. And it's very raw and open about her. Especially, she said, for the last 10 years, I've been a mom. Mm-hmm. And I think something that she could obviously realize is, like, I think all these girls going after Steph Curry are going after his celebrity.
Of course.
If he weren't this amazing basketball player, I don't know if he would be getting that many girls. Mm-hmm. Not saying he's not a good-looking dude.
We can effectively say that there would not be women waiting outside a hotel room if he was like a stockbroker on the road doing a conference.
Well, I feel like a lot of the girls that are going after him also like that he's a family man. You know what I mean? There's something like attractive about that as well.
And that's what I've always respected about them. And what I've admired, especially about her, is, like, you know, she's a good mom. She's all about her kids and so on and so forth. And that's dope. Chelsea, when you've been in a happy relationship, think back to that time.
Hold on. Give me a second. This might take a minute. Let me just... okay.
Cool. Did you crave to feel desired by other men?
Look, I don't think it's like a craving, but I think that no matter what, we're all human beings. So, like, you want someone to, like, to think you're attractive, or you want to feel, I don't know, there's a compliment in that. So, yeah, of course, I think we all as human, we have insecurities. And the idea of having someone think you're attractive or think you're smart or whatever that is, give you that compliment, sure, that feels really good, you know? And I don't blame her. I think it's interesting when she says, like, the 10 years thing, because I think as women, we have this weird thing about getting older, right. You know? And I think if she's seeing Steph continue to get more famous and more attention, and she's sitting here being like, I'm not getting anything. There's that, like, that fear of, oh, I'm getting old and what's wrong with me kind of thing. So I kind of understand where she's coming from.
We all want attention. Yeah. That's why Instagram is the beast that it is. And you can look at someone's profile. Like, we look at any one profile in this room, right? We know. Right. I mean, we busted Tamara putting one up yesterday. It was like...
thirst traps.
Right. It's like, whatever. you put up that post where you look good, you feel good.
Yeah.
And you're looking at those comments, and you're living in those comments. And if those comments don't reach the level you are, it's kind of a similar thing where she sees all these women waiting for Steph and doesn't feel that from other people. And it's only natural to say, look, I want to be the popular thing. I want to be the thing.
And I want to clarify something on this question. I'm not saying, like, does it feel good? Of course it feels good that other people desire you. You know what I'm saying? But my question to you is it normal to crave and want to be desired by others when you're in a quote-unquote happy relationship? 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. Is it normal for you to be in a happy relationship and still crave to be desired by others? That is a question that we bring up thanks to Steph Curry's wife, Ayesha, who had a very open and honest conversation in an interview she recently did, and she said this.
That really bothers me and, like, honestly has given me a sense of a little bit of an insecurity is the fact that, yeah, like, there are all these women, like, throwing themselves, but me, like, the past 10 years, I don't have any of that. Like, I have zero male attention. And so then, like, I begin to internalize it. And I'm like, is something wrong with
me? You're not looking.
Because I don't want it. But it'd be nice to know that, like, someone's looking.
Brittany from Long Beach, thank you for being with us. Is it normal for you to be in a happy relationship and still crave to be desired by others?
Absolutely. I think it's perfectly normal. We're all human. We all look at other people. We all admire other people. Mm-hmm. We want to be admired by other people. As a woman, I love my sexuality. I love my beauty, and I'm okay with that. And I love that I am that person. And so does my partner. My boyfriend loves that about me, and I love that about him. So the fact that I see women looking at him, or he sees women looking at me, or he sees me looking at other men, doesn't bother either of us, because we have what we have, and that's really special.
Yeah.
But
Brittany, would you say you're in a happy relationship?
Yes. Very happy.
See, I think the line when it gets back, because I agree with you. I think that if you're confident and you have a good relationship, and you derive like some satisfaction out of being people looking at you like, oh, I got it. Mm-hmm. That's good. But once you start letting the lack of it or the discrepancies between you and your boyfriend mm-hmm. negatively affect you because of your perceptions, whether or not you're accurate or not, it might be what perceived yeah. could be the thing that you think is the truth anyway. Once that becomes a negative thing, then you got to take inventory on yourself. Like, yo, why am I looking for this so much that when it's not there, mm-hmm. I feel bad?
Or why do you think it's a competition?
Yeah,
right.
Of course.
Between you and your partner. Uh-huh. And it doesn't this go against the women's movement of, hey, I don't need somebody else or a man to basically validify my worth and my self-esteem?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
First of all, I think the women's movement is also a man's movement. Like, women, men, we're all the same.
Yeah.
We all have feelings. We all want to feel love.
And respect.
And mm-hmm. love and sexuality are completely different.
Okay.
It's one of those things, too, where it's like, against the movement, you're like, yeah, part of me logically is saying, like, maybe I can see some inconsistencies. The other part of me is like, yo, I'm still a human, man. I think I look damn
yeah.
good in this shirt.
Tell me I'm hot.
Come on. If I try to look good, right? Tell me I look good.
Yeah, don't exploit me and don't fire me and don't hold something over my head, but come on, you can tell me I got it today.
Brittany, thank you for listening to us. I'm glad you're in a happy relationship. Appreciate you calling in.
Bye-bye.
Brian, what are our techs saying, bro?
Interesting points of view over here. It's from 626. It's not craving. It's just someone else you want. We all want other people to find us attractive other than our partner. We don't want to act on it. We just want to feel it. Hmm. From the 760, I think it's normal, natural human need. I also think it's confidence booster. Not to put any shade on Steph Curry, but I think Steph should also evaluate if he's expressing himself enough to his wife.
Yeah, so
it's important to remind us every once in a while how pretty we are and such.
About it. He's on the road a lot. He's an NBA player. Playoffs. You feel me? And right mm-hmm. now he's in the playoffs versus the Rockets, and they're tied 2-2. And you know there's some Rocket players that are going to see this interview and got to walk off to Steph. You're like, hey, Steph, I saw your wife's interview. Tell her she'd be looking good lately, my man.
Someone's gonna get in his ear on it. And finally, this last comment I think is really interesting, too, and it comes from more of the mom perspective.
Yeah.
310, I think it's because she spends so much of her time being a mom mm. and she's not finding time to make herself feel attractive. Mm. A lot of us moms get into just mom mode all the time. Yeah. We don't take time for ourselves to just do the things that make us feel good
yeah.
And attractive and really love ourselves.
Absolutely, man. And listen, man, I'm a married dude. We got two kids, my wife and I, and I try to remind my wife all the time how beautiful she is, not because I have to, but because I truly believe so. And but honestly, like, at least on my perspective, I never crave that kind of attention from the opposite sex. Probably because I know I'm not going to get it, even if I try. But I'm realistic about it. But I don't crave it. Now, does it feel nice if it does happen? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. But I don't go out trying to crave it. As you can tell by this dad bod, I ain't craving it. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, every time I put a picture up of my dog on Instagram, I'm looking for just women to comment, oh, he's so cute.
The dog or you?
The dog. I don't even care. I just want the positive comments.
All right, man. Bottom line, the moral of the story is, whoever you're with, if you're truly in a happy relationship, man, and my wife recently taught me this, it's like, never stop dating them. No matter how long you've been with them, never stop dating them and trying to court them and win them over. All right? Love you guys.
Sounds expensive.
It depends who you chose to be with, my man.
Whoops.
I said whoops.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.